I have Pastor Sabrina McKenzie in the studio with me. What is going on, my dear?
Hi, Detroit! Yay! Listen, I think I'm from Detroit, kind of.
Yeah, well, you do have some ties to Detroit. Can you tell everybody about that real quick?
Yeah, so I used to work for Pastor Solomon Kinlock for maybe about 4 years and at Triumph Church at one of the 100 locations. So I was over liturgical worship and teaching and training dance at all of the locations. Yeah.
And
so this is home.
There's always a residue of that when I see the dancers.
Ah, really?
Yes,
good,
absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely. And it's still a beautiful ministry.
Awesome.
Awesome. I love having you on. You are here on Darlene McCoy's show in the evening, so I have you this afternoon. I'm excited about it because you're always very encouraging and upbeat and
filled with
so much delight.
Thank you, sis. Thank you.
And I'm so excited because you've been on TV.
Here we go.
You've been on TV, but if you just tune in to the show, we don't know it's you.
Yes.
Because it's on Bravo. It's called In a Man's World.
Yes.
And this is, you said produced, executive produced.
Executive produced by 3-time Academy Award winning Viola Davis.
Yes.
Yeah, the amazing.
So, tell me the background about this.
I will tell you, I was running for state senate in Atlanta. This was 2018. Mm-hmm. I lost by 111 votes. And at the end of the election, I got a call from Bravo producers saying, hey, we have this show about women who are at the top of the industry, who are movers and shakers, and we want to show their experience with gender bias in a man's world.
Wow.
And so would you be willing to kind of tell your story because you had this powerful election with one of the highest political leaders in the House? Do you want to share that? And then what is your experience in the church? Because you're feminine, you're pretty. Like, how is that with you being a pastor? Can you tell that story?
Yeah, and when you think about the political world and how biased it is, when you look at that dynamic, it had to have been something that was hard for you. But at the same time, you look at it and you go, that's what's happening.
It's so normal. Even in the body of Christ, it's so normal.
It
so
is.
They had me dress up like a male preacher.
Mm-hmm.
A man preacher. I became a man for the day.
And it was become a man. And
everybody was like, I don't believe. How are you going to do this? But they hired these prosthetic Hollywood makeup artists.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the same makeup artists that did the movie Thriller. They did Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. So they actually it took 6 hours to make a male suit for me.
Right.
So people did not know. They gave me a whole new face, new teeth. New prosthetics teeth.
Wow.
The only thing I kept were my eyes.
Okay.
And so you did not know it was me. And so when I preached as a man, people were more endearing to me. They were like, oh, Bishop, they understood. They loved me right away. When I preached as a woman, I walked in, people rolled their eyes. They were like, what does she have to say? They sat down.
Wow.
Church,
and
we
I
gotta
see
do better.
Oh, man. That is just something that is near and dear to my heart because I've seen it. You know, in this industry.
I was going to say, and you're Randy, you're groundbreaking. So I know you have to get it.
Gosh, it's something. It's just something to see. And in the meantime, before this even happened, you wrote a book about this.
Let me tell you guys, it's so prophetic. When you just obey God and you're just doing what God has called you to do, He'll have you preparing for things that you know not of.
Come on.
And I wrote this book right before the election, and I said, I'm going to release the book on my birthday. Now, when I signed the contract for Bravo, immediately I was like, I don't know if I want to do reality TV. This doesn't really go with my brand. It's not with the ministry. I don't want to beat nobody up. I don't want to get mad. I don't want to fuss. I don't want them calling me repent. I don't want Jesus. I just want to be saved and do what you're calling me to do. And so, you know, when I read the name of the contract and it said, man's world, and I'm like, God, this is you, because what are the chances that you would give me a book to talk about the biases that I face in government, in religion, and in entertainment, and then you would create a Bravo show, empowerment show, where they normally do reality TV that's different just for me. I'm in, and I signed it. Right. So their attorneys called me because they're like, hey, we heard you have a book. Do you know that NeNe doesn't even have a book? They're like, our reality stars cannot have a book with the name of the show. So you can't do that. I said, well, what about me having my book before you had the show? He said, prove it. I proved it. He said, I guess you have a show and a book.
Right.
Come on, God.
I love this.
Just obeying God.
Yeah. I mean, you. It seems like it's such a simple thing to do, but then again, it isn't.
It isn't. And sometimes we may not know, you know, God, I don't have a publisher. I don't have the backing. I don't have the church support. I don't have this. But whatever you have that God gave you, he's preparing the people for you. So if you just obey, you'll have a show.
You can self-publish.
It's there.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
This book is just about obedience. And literally the storyline that they have for the network is the storyline that I wrote of in my book.
That is so
amazing. Who can do that?
I love it
but God.
So much. I love it so much. Thank you so much for stopping
Thank
by.
You, sis.
Pastor
Thank you.
Sabrina McKenzie. Y'all look her up. Find her on
Instagram.
Social media and Instagram is at
Pastor Sabrina MK. So please follow me on Instagram, Pastor Sabrina MK.
And you can follow all the fun that she's going into right now. Thank you so much. I love you.
Randy, I love you.